This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Robert Zirkelbach. He's the press secretary for America's Health Insurance Plans. He joins me now to talk about the latest developments in the campaign for some sort of health care reform legislation. And Robert, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on.
First of all, your organization is in kind of a unique position here because both sides of this debate often cite your analysis and some of your facts and figures to bolster their claims. What exactly is the focus and the position of your organization, the America's Health Insurance Plans, in this debate?
Well, first off, we strongly believe that comprehensive bipartisan healthcare reform is needed. The current healthcare system is not working for everybody. Healthcare costs are rising at a rate that is simply not sustainable, and it's not acceptable that there are 47 million uninsured Americans in this country. And we have been working for more than 3 years to offer proposals and ideas and solutions to help advance this discussion. We have proposed a complete overhaul of how health insurance is provided. We propose guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions, no longer basing premiums on a person's health status or gender, and having a personal coverage requirement so that everybody's in the healthcare system. We need to expand the safety net. We need to make sure there's adequate assistance to families so they can afford coverage. That's a model that can work and that can be sustained. What we don't support is having a new government-run insurance plan that would disrupt the coverage people currently have. And we have concerns with some of the new taxes that are being proposed that's really going to have the opposite effect of what we're trying to accomplish, which is higher health care costs for families and businesses across the country.
Well, Robert, you mentioned a couple of positions there. Let's talk about those. First of all, your opposition to the public option.
Yep.
It's not currently in the bill before the Senate Finance Committee, but tomorrow we're expected to see some fireworks over that as Senators Chuck Schumer and Jay Rockefeller try to bring it forward and make sure it is in the bill. Baucus thinks it's a deal killer, certainly in the Senate, and maybe there's enough moderates in the House to cause it problems as well. Explain real quickly why the public option's a bad option.
Well, first off, it is included in the House bill and the other Senate bill, and there is a new co-op proposal in the Senate bill, which is really just a short step to the same thing. And the reason a government-run plan won't work is because there will not be fair competition. The government will be able to use its ability to dictate prices and to set all the rules. And in fact, the way government programs work today is they underpay hospitals and doctors, and those costs get passed along to people with private coverage. According to Milliman, an average family of four is paying $1,500 a year in higher premiums to cover the shortfall from government programs today. So if you have a new government-run plan that operates like public plans do today, it's going to cause all sorts of disruptions in the market. It's going to shift a bunch of new costs along to people with private coverage, and it's not going to help put our healthcare system on a more sustainable path.
Republicans, Robert, have suggested that a better plan here, if you really want to create competition, is to allow folks to purchase health insurance plans across state lines where there are different rules. In some states, you have to have a lot more things included in your plan for it to be legal in that state. Other states have a more simplified plan, so they say that's a great way for folks to bring down their health insurance costs. What do you make of that approach?
Well, what we should do is we should have some uniformity in how health insurance is regulated across the country, because right now you do have 50 different states that have different, varying, and conflicting state mandates and rules and regulations and taxes that really make it difficult and drive up costs across the country. And really what we should be doing is having some rules that are consistent across the country so that people aren't unfairly penalized from living in one state versus another.
Another issue that's come up especially lately and even over the weekend with some developments is an issue that you actually said you're in favor of, and that's what Max Baucus calls essentially a mandate for everyone, every adult, to have and be forced to buy health insurance coverage. Some say when the whole idea is to provide competition and choice, that the choice to not purchase health care coverage it ought to be on the table as well. Why do you believe folks should not have the option of not buying themselves coverage?
Well, this is is a really important discussion, and it is a debate that's getting a lot more attention these days. What we know is that there's widespread agreement for doing the types of market reforms I mentioned earlier, having guaranteed coverage, no longer having pre-existing condition exclusions or rescissions, and people no longer paying premiums based on their health status. The only way you can do those reforms and have them work and be sustainable and to keep costs affordable is everybody has to participate in the healthcare system. Otherwise, there's an incentive for people who simply wait until they're sick before purchasing coverage, and that unfairly penalizes people who currently have health care coverage. We saw that happen in many states. Some states have tried to do market reforms without requiring everybody to buy coverage, and they had these same disastrous consequences. That's why states either went back and repealed those laws, changed them, or did what Massachusetts did, which is require everybody to purchase coverage.
In terms of the penalty for not doing that, we've heard anything from about $1,900 a year for an individual to a year in jail, we heard in one report over the weekend. What do you make of all that?
Well, you know, we haven't specified a specific dollar, you know, figure of this is what the penalty should be like, because it's not just about the penalty alone. To make a coverage requirement work, not only does there need to be the enforcement mechanism, but we need to ensure that there are affordable options for people and that there is adequate assistance through tax credits and other means to help people purchase coverage. All of those have to line up together. They all work together. So focusing on just one aspect, the penalty alone, doesn't really address the issue, because that's not the only thing that's going to determine whether or not someone purchases coverage.
So let's talk about that in a little bit more detail, because one of the things, even if you go with the idea that, yeah, everybody should have insurance and even be compelled to have insurance, then there's the idea of what is part of an acceptable health plan according to the federal government. Mm-hmm. Some say that, you know, you have to have all these bells and whistles. Some call it the Cadillac plan. Others say, well, you know, depending on your age and your health history and so forth, you could have a more meager type of plan as long as you're enrolled. What type of variety or conformity do you think ought to be required there?
Well, there needs to be some flexibility so that an individual or a business or a family can really choose the policy that best meets their individual needs. And that's one of the discussions we're having right now of how prescriptive of a benefit package should policymakers be getting. Because the fact of the matter is, the more mandates and requirements that you have, the more expensive it's going to be for the cost of healthcare coverage. And at a time when we're trying to provide more affordable options to ease the burden of rising healthcare costs, it's important that people have the choice. So they can pick a policy that meets their needs, that provides the type of financial protection that they want. And hopefully what we're doing is we look at creating a new exchange, is that we're going to simplify those choices so that people understand exactly how much coverage they have so that they can make the most informed healthcare decision.
We're talking with Robert Zirkelbach of America's Health Insurance Plans, and just a minute or so left here. Robert, one of the things you mentioned in the beginning is that your organization was hoping for a committed bipartisan approach to solving this issue. You look at the polarization on Capitol Hill, you look at the opinion polls, there's a new Rasmussen survey out today showing 56 to 41 folks against the basic tenets of the Democratic plan, and most surveys are a little bit closer, but there's still at least half the population that is extremely uneasy either about the terms or the cost or what have you. So how do you bring folks together? How do you get some bipartisan consensus?
Well, you know, it is difficult, and there is a lot of passion around this issue. But the important thing is we're not talking about just getting something passed. If we want to have reform that's not only going to pass but be sustained in the long run, we believe that the best chance for that is to have a bipartisan consensus behind reform. We're talking about reforming 1/6 of our economy. Healthcare affects every individual in this country, every business in one way or another. So as we're trying to do something like that, it's important that it has the full support so that it's not going to, whatever we pass doesn't turn around and get repealed or changed next year. So we're trying to find something that we can enact to really put our healthcare system on the right path.
Final question then, does this mean that you would prefer more of a simplified approach, not try to tackle the entire scope of healthcare with one massive piece of legislation and just try to coalesce around the components that most folks do seem to agree on?
Well, we do need a comprehensive approach because, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of these things go hand in hand. Doing the market reforms, getting costs under control, expanding the safety net, all of it needs to be done in tandem so that people aren't falling through the cracks and one reform doesn't cause unintended consequences in another part of the healthcare healthcare system. But it is a difficult challenge. There is still a lot of support on both sides of the aisle to do something. And we're hopeful that those parties can come together and come up with a package that will meet the needs of the American people.
Well, Robert, we'll certainly keep track of your efforts to bring both sides together. Thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to talking to you again.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Robert Zirkelbach is the press secretary for America's Health Insurance Plans. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.